Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Bruins rally late. Couple goals. Last 4 minutes, Chime, last night. Was there 4 minutes left when they got those two last night?
Correct.
And beat the Panthers and take sole possession of first in the Atlantic. And we will talk about the Boston Bruins tomorrow on the show with Mike Milbury at 8:20.
One major reason why I just love this show is you would never, ever, anywhere else in the country, have someone talking about the Bruins over a Danity Kane song.
Mm, yes.
It's truly magical.
You are right about that,
it
Courtney.
Is something special. Yes. It's the special sauce.
And, is that what that is?
Yes.
And I'm guessing you love Danity Kane.
Loved Danity Kane.
You did?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So that rejoin fits in when it comes to the chronological order that you like year-wise. What was the year of that song?
2006.
Okay. All right. So no old head when it comes to the rejoin music today.
No, but it does seem like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. Okay.
We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up at 7:30. I mentioned Mike Milbury tomorrow. We will also be joined tomorrow morning by Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox and the first front office report of this Red Sox season, and by our guy Lou Merlone as the Red Sox open the season up in Seattle tomorrow night. And you can hear that game on the Odyssey app and every game this season on the Odyssey app. Right now, though, time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, two nights ago, the Boston Celtics blew a 30-point lead to the Atlanta Hawks and ended up losing that game. Wiggy said yesterday, don't worry about it, not a big deal. Paul Pierce echoed those exact sentiments from one Jermaine Wiggins.
Why would I be concerned about a team that's won 20 out of 23 games? Like, what's to be concerned about? Yeah, if anything, this is a wake-up call. This is like, all right, we got so many games left. We got slapped in the face. It's a tough pill to swallow. Let's get our mind back right. Let's understand the process. Let's not get bored with the process. There's a process to winning a championship, and you got to get through the regular season. They look bored. They smacking teams left and right, Skip. They're on pace to make history, to be one of the teams that's with their margin of victory now is probably about 11, 12. I mean, they're bored. But to me, my message is to them, don't get bored with the process. Finish out the season strong going into the playoffs. But my level of concern is minimum.
Okay.
Yep.
There's the truth from Paul Pierce, Wiggy. He agrees with
you.
The truth
from the truth.
Now, Curtis has some concern about this Celtics team, but,
he's right. They're bored.
Paul Pierce doesn't share it. They're bored. Okay, they're professional athletes. They shouldn't
get
bored.
But, Greg, you know how it is. It's when you got
I don't know, a handful of games left. You're so far ahead of everybody else. You're looking at it like he said, you've won 9 straight games. You're up by 30. You're better than every team you step on the court.
You know who can get bored?
You get bored.
Teams that have won championships, like the Yankees or the Patriots or the Chiefs or LeBron.
No, football's different, though. Football.
I'm telling you, this team acts like they've already won something.
How?
Paul Pierce had a certain sense of urgency.
How do they act like they already won some?
Because they talk about their own individual place in the game versus
the actual team. This team is...
I think they do the opposite.
They do the opposite.
Look, Jason Tatum doesn't talk about where he is in the NBA.
No, I think Jason Tatum immediately gives credit to all the guys around him. Right. Jaylen Brown does the same. If anything...
Jaylen Brown said if he was on his own, he'd be scoring...
That was last year. Yeah.
No, that was this year.
No, last year he was saying...
It was like a week ago. We talked about it.
Well, no, he just, I think he liked something on.
He liked a tweet.
Right.
Yeah, somebody else's tweet that said if Jaylen Brown was on a team by himself, he'd score 40 a game.
But this team is a team that. Go ahead.
Sorry. When he's talking to Abby Chin or anybody after games, he and they want to give him credit, he immediately gives it to somebody else, whether it's Derek White, Drew Holiday, Peyton Pritchard. Jaylen Brown gives more credit to Peyton Pritchard than anybody else.
Right.
Jason Tatum
gives
all the. I don't think that this is selfish basketball by any means.
I didn't say it was selfish. I said they
kind of seems like how
you're saying what you're doing is you're in your own head making up something that doesn't exist.
Well, Curtis is saying that his impression of them is that they feel like they have already arrived.
No, but they've
and
never
that they
done
haven't
that.
Yet.
Okay, I disagree with you. You can have multiple opinions.
No, I'm not saying that you can't have an opinion. I'm just saying that your opinion is wrong. When you
dang it.
When you look at this team, and Courtney's right, and you heard Porzingis talk about, you heard about this team all year long, talk about how everybody is kind of like, they're a selfless team. Everybody's kind of taking on their role. They're far from a team who looks at it like we've been.
I'm not talking about how they play basketball.
Then what are you talking
about?
I'm
talking about the way they carry themselves. When I think of Paul Pierce, Wiggy, you speak and people are quiet.
No,
somebody starts
I'm
talking
saying,
and you immediately interrupt.
No, I'm not saying
that. I'm talking to Greg as well. I'm not just talking to you.
I understand that. But what you're saying makes no sense, and I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Well, something
I
feel like would actually make sense if you allowed someone to complete a sentence.
Go ahead, complete it.
No, I don't have to do what you tell me to do.
No, I'm just saying, go ahead.
I mean, my God, it's not your show. It's Greg's show.
No, but I don't get, like...
I feel like there's a sigh coming.
No, I don't get, like... So your panties are in a bunch because somebody's cut you off. You cut people off all the time.
One person starts swearing when they disagree, and it's not me.
Who swears? Listen, I tend to swear in my everyday life, so sometimes words slip out that I swear. But, you know, people jump in all the time. And so it is what it is.
I will say I feel like this particular season, and especially Jason Tatum, that there's a change in the way they are conducting themselves as a team, and they are less concerned about the individual accolades and more concerned about winning basketball games.
Everybody,
I do agree with
everybody that. Everybody agrees with that, but Curtis, so I said, Curtis, tell us why you believe that when
I tried to, but I was unable to. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow.
That is the point.
Yes!
Exactly.
Okay.
I can't believe people get all sensitive when they can't get their point across. I mean, like,
you're talking about yourself
we're on Sports Talk Radio. So what? You cut somebody off.
Well, you say you don't understand what someone's saying and you're not allowing me to speak.
But
you
when
understand?
I do allow you to speak, you just babble.
Well, then why do you want me to say my opinion?
Because give me your opinion without the babble. Like, this
you,
team.
You are concise.
No,
with
no.
I'll give
yeah,
you that.
This team is a selfish team that only cares about themselves. And I say, well, explain to us
why. I was trying to.
And then you go back
times.
To stuff that happened last year, 2 years
no,
ago.
No, last week he liked a tweet that said if he was on his own, he'd be scoring a lot more.
Oh, so that is so.
Well,
that's
I mean, Courtney
your
takes like tweets to be his gospel when it's about other subjects. I don't know why it's such a bad take when it was literally the
it's
same
a bad
thing.
Take.
But I also think that my mistake when you said that, I thought you were referring to last season when he said that he has to make a lot of sacrifices to play on the same team as Jason Tatum. I agree with Jaylen Brown. If he was on a team where he was the superstar, he'd be putting up 40 points. I don't think that that's him saying that he wishes he was on another team. I think that he's already said that before, that
he
makes
sacrifices. Why did he like the tweet?
because I think it's somebody giving him props.
Yeah.
And I think Jaylen Brown has been very honest when it comes to him feeling like maybe the fans don't always respect him as much as they should.
Well, the team respected him with the Supermax.
Yes.
I mean, he's got nearly 400.
And he signed it.
He's the highest paid player in the sport, and he's liking a tweet about how great he would be if he was on his own. But no, not selfish.
Do you think he's respected?
Who?
Jaylen Brown, by others in the league.
By the only metric I'm told athletes care about, he is the most respected.
No, right, I don't think – we're talking about he's making money. We're talking about him as a player. Do you think he views himself as being a respected player?
No.
Exactly. He looks like that he's like plays second fiddle to everybody else. And I don't think he feels like – other than the money part of it, what we're talking about, just because you get money don't mean that people respect you.
In the last season, I would agree with you, Curtis, that it did seem like maybe they were all out for number one for themselves, and that's why we had the postseason that we had. But when you look at this team right now, it is constantly giving credit to each other and wearing each other's T-shirts, MVP, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown wearing it, them doing press conferences together, joking with each other. It's a completely different feel, in my opinion.
Cut me off anytime. Don't bother me. Just don't sign me.
What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's go to Tom E. Curran, who spoke yesterday after a day at the owner meetings down in Orlando and talked about how the Patriots need magnets within the organization and echoed a little bit of Curtis's lead from this morning.
You know, the Patriots are trying to attract people, but I think that they got a hard dose of reality during free agency. Mayo talked jokingly about burning some cash, but promised that the team would bring in talent 100%. And then Elliott Wolf said they would weaponize the offense. Well, you need to underpromise and overdeliver. And this week we've seen the Patriots try to extract themselves from the statements made about bringing players in because, well, in large part, it wasn't a great free agent class and players were not really inclined to come here. So I think light has dawned on Marblehead a little bit that, wow, we are not a destination. In order to get those magnets, they have to figure that out. But again, Phil, this Patriots team, I think, is casting about for what its identity is going to be. And until they can articulate that themselves, it's going to be hard to articulate it to outside people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the discussion begins because of Calvin Ridley and the fact that he apparently said his girlfriend wanted to, you know, live in the South, and that's one of the reasons why he wasn't here. And then the quarterback situation, and I guess that you can throw in the new head coach, but you can solve that if you're willing to pay guys. Like, right. In my opinion, if you're willing to pay Calvin Ridley a giant sum of money, mm-hmm. then he's willing to come here. So,
do you think they gave him a competitive offer versus what Tennessee gave him? Like an offer that can compete with that? Make him decide?
I think in order to compete with Tennessee, mm-hmm. you had to give him a generous helping of more money.
Right.
And I don't believe they did that.
That's why they lost the player. If the offers were close and then maybe you did give him more money and a guy chose to go where his wife would like for him to go, all right, that's guys do it all the time. If my wife says, hey.
That's not the reason, though.
Right.
Like, can we stop with that? Robert Kraft suggesting that yesterday was ridiculous. It's just, and I think this might be the reason, honestly, why John Henry doesn't speak. Like, because you just say these things and people start scratching their heads going, wait a second, what are you talking about? He didn't come here because he doesn't believe your team is going to be competitive and you weren't willing to overpay him. That's how you get these free agents, is you overpay them.
But here's where they're so transparently wrong. They said they were getting rid of the silos, right?
Yeah.
All they've done is further empower the one person who was in charge all along and remove anybody with any ability to stand up to him. Does anybody think that Jerod Mayo is going to tell Robert Kraft he's being cheap?
Thunder? No. You mean Thunder?
So, no. I mean, Robert did what he blamed Bill for doing, which is removing people that have the ability to stand up and give him a check and balance when they're making decisions.
It was not because of finance. Made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
Like, what in the world? Could you imagine thinking that's a better answer?
No, it's why he shouldn't speak. I mean, we hate it about John Henry, but it's probably the right approach.
Sometimes it is.
Right?
Sometimes it is when you don't, like, you kind of tend to say things that are, like, contradictory. contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe you're just like, oh, I feel like I'm being honest. He loves to be loved. And so he's trying to satisfy everybody by doing that. Sometimes you say things that people are like, what? That don't make sense.
All right. That's they said it, at least most of it. Do we have other things left? We could do them when we come back if you want.
We have one more that we can get to.
Okay. All right, great. And then we'll get to Courtney in the news at 7:30. There should be another drop matchup coming when it comes to Drop Madness that we can mention. And let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins beat the Panthers 4-3. Pavel Zacha scored his sixth game-winning goal, tying Marchand for the team's lead this season. The Bees and Panthers have faced off three times this season, with the Bees coming out on top in each of those games. They're now 2 points ahead of the Panthers in the standings with 9 games left. The Sox beat the Rangers 4-1. Tomorrow is opening day. The Sox will take on the Mariners out west. First pitch at 10:10. And I guess our hopes for Jordan Montgomery are gone. The Diamondbacks and Montgomery have reportedly agreed on a one-year, $25 million deal. Some bad news when it comes to Malcolm Butler. Butler was arrested for allegedly driving drunk in North Providence on March 16th. That news breaking yesterday. When it comes to college hoops, we'll have a full update coming up next. But don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. For complete details, visit Subaru of New England.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, finally warming up today. Right now in Boston, it is 40 degrees. The high will be up to 52 in downtown Boston.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A hearty good morning and thank you to Bethany, who just DM slid.
Don't hurt yourself. You were really...
What? On the air guitar?
Wow.
I was air guitar and drums on that one.
Jeez.
Bethany is apparently listening right now on the Odyssey app while training for the Boston Marathon. Right.
What up, B?
So good luck on your run. Getting down to it. And people who do the marathon... I have never understood that you can physically do that to yourself, and to succeed in doing it is an extraordinary feat.
Unbelievable.
So good luck.
I couldn't even walk a marathon.
I mean, you have to be out running in this weather on a day like today if you're going to do the marathon in less than a month. So we will be bringing you the show once again, as we always do, from the Capitol Grill at the finish line on Boylston Street, where... Courtney will be warmly welcomed back on Marathon Monday.
I think I'm back.
I think so.
Yeah. I didn't get to see my favorite guy there, but...
I think all is forgiven.
Yes.
And that is good news.
Yeah. So
can't wait for that day. Mm-hmm.
You're definitely going to make it terrible. Like, I know Wiggy. And Wiggy is going to ruin that day for me.
Uh-huh.
Why? You what am I going to do?
Because you're going to make it so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. He's going to make it awkward with Chris Scott.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, don't and be
awkward.
And I love
Chris. I'm not going to be awkward. I love Chris.
Yeah, you know it is what it is. Mm-hmm. They'll have bathrooms that work. Don't worry about it.
They always do.
Okay. Well, just a reminder that you can join Bethany and listen to the show on the Odyssey app. It's AUDACY. Just download it. You can listen to us from anywhere, whenever you want. And you can certainly stream this show at WEEI.com. You can ask your smart device to play 93.7 WEEI when you awaken and listen to this show that way. And thank you to all who do. This is Mike from Boston. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, squad. How are we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Listen, I've been listening to Curtis this morning, and it's really starting to piss me off. Wiggy, Courtney, keep preaching. Mm-hmm. Curtis, when you're talking football, great, but when we start talking basketball and Celtics, turn your microphone off.
Let's get to the point. What's wrong, Mike?
You're not seeing what's going on this Celtics team.
What's going on?
If you watch every single timeout, you've got Sam Cassell or Charles Lee, Joe, pulling different players over to the side. They're getting coached up this year like they've never been coached. Last year, they didn't have a staff. This year, they do, okay? And after every game, it's a different player stepping up. They're all cheering for each other. They're rallying around each other. Listen, mistakes this late in the season, bad games, it's okay as long as you learn from them. And I think that's what they're doing.
Mike, I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate your call. I would just say that there's been one constant in the Celtics being front runners since Ime, Brad Stevens, Joe Mazzulla. They blow big leads in games they should win way too often for a team this talented. And Courtney and Wiggy may be right, and you might be right, Mike, that they've changed. They're much more of a team. They're much more supportive of one another. They have a better staff. I'm not saying you're wrong. We don't know yet. But to say that we know the team has changed, we don't know that until the playoffs are over.
But it's a different team. Like, getting rid of Marcus Smart made a huge difference.
I agree.
And Grant Williams.
Yeah. But then why do the front runner issues still continue?
I guess I don't understand what you mean front runner issues. Like, it's happened twice this year. Once against the Cavs, right, and then this time against the Hawks. That's it, right?
Yeah.
When was the last time they were massive? Like, it's not like they were the Bruins blowing a 3-1 lead to the Panthers. Like, when they got to the NBA Finals, they didn't blow some massive lead to the Warriors.
Well, they did blow that. They had a lead with 3 minutes left in Game 5 to go up 3-1 at home.
Or they're not like the Bruins this year where they're blowing leads, or they're a team that can't figure it out.
And can't finish. Like, yeah, they're dominating teams.
The only way the narrative about this team changes is if they get to the NBA Finals this year.
But I don't think there's a narrative about this team.
It's already changed.
Yeah,
for you?
It changed for me. I think that they're a completely different team than what we saw last year. I thought they were.
What if they get to the same spot and lose?
See, I agree with you on that one, Curtis. Like, the narrative won't change until they win a championship. Right.
Or even if they get to the NBA Finals and they lose in 6 or 7 to the Nuggets, like, I don't think people are going to go, they stink, Mazzulla's a moron.
No. I agree with you on the narrative won't change until this team wins a finals, or they show that they're competing, and like Curtis said, it just they lose in a tough series. But I think this team has changed on what we've seen from other Celtics teams in the past, where I don't expect those things to occur in the postseason that I saw from this team the past couple of years.
Because you don't have guys that, and it really was Marcus Smart. You brought up Grant Williams. Mm-hmm. Yes, but really Marcus Smart, where they don't appear to want to be playing hero ball.
Right.
Like, you know, you added Kristaps Porzingis. That's a guy who bought in right away.
Right.
And is willing to get his baskets when he gets his baskets.
Bingo.
You have, from my perspective, like, the one argument going into the season was, you know, you lost, you gave up on Malcolm Brogdon. Like, how deep is your bench going to be? Like, this bench has been legit lately.
Yeah, and
with guys that you might not expect. I don't want to go to P. Pritch, mm-hmm, Shime, because I favor him too much. But
he's done well.
Do you live near him or something?
Sam Hauser.
He's another like, one.
Guys that show up when you need them to show up, that bodes well for the playoffs.
And it's just what began this conversation was the cut of Paul Pierce defending this team on Fox Sports yesterday. Yeah. And from my perspective, could be wrong, KG, Paul, and Ray had this understanding that absent a championship, nothing else mattered. And I just don't feel that from Jalen and Jason. Mm-hmm. That could be because they're too young and they're not at that stage of their career. I get it.
But see, that's where we disagree. Like, you're the only one who feels that now. Maybe
That's not true. Tony from Rhode Island agrees with Curtis. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What's up?
I'm definitely 100% on Curtis's side. Listen, for the past 5-6 years, you know, the main staple has been Tatum and Brown, and these guys should have been won championship. For me, I'm not even excited about this season until I see them in the finals and actually finish what they start. They haven't been able to do that. They've made it to the Eastern Conference Finals so many years in a row. They made it to the finals, and somehow, some way, Curtis is right. They always end up blowing it. I don't know what the issue is, but regardless of the coaching, regardless of how good they're doing this year, until they actually wrap up what they started, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be comfortable. So I agree with Curtis.
Okay. Are you coming, by the way, to the Rhode Island Road Show?
I did not catch where it's going to be. I do want to go to one of the road shows. I haven't been able to get there. So when are you guys going to be? And where are you guys going to be?
Full road show schedule is out. We announced it on the show last week. And the Rhode Island Road Show will be back at Whalers in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. What's the date of that, Courtney?
The date is May 3rd.
Okay, May 3rd. So, and come out the night before. We're going to do dinner at Matunic Oyster Bar, arguably the best restaurant in the United States of America. And then we're going to go to the Ocean Mist and watch a playoff game. So May 3rd is the road show in Rhode Island. You could get all the road show details on the social media for this show, Instagram and the like. And follow us on Instagram, The Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Is how you find us on the social media platforms. So look forward to seeing everybody in Rhode Island again. Arguably, one of the best road shows every single year is the Whalers Brewing Company Road Show. It's just a great spot. They do an unbelievable job with it. People are there waiting when we arrive at 5, except for Mike Milbury, who runs late. Mike Milbury on this show tomorrow at 8:20.
But you have to credit Rhode Island. That is where this was all birthed. Like, absent that incredible showing, out of nowhere, starting the night before at Matunic, which was like a religious experience for me, it was just, it's amazing. Like, I don't ever want to change it. Whalers is the best.
Right. We headed into that. That was the first road show. We had no idea what would happen.
Right.
And you incredible people, our radio soulmates, showed up in droves. And I can't wait till we get to roadshow season.
Y'all stood me up at Ocean's Mist after that, too.
Okay, one time. We didn't want to go out till midnight.
2 years
ago.
You
go out till midnight every night.
Stood me up.
Not came last year.
I wanted to go, Wiggy. Courtney said, I want to go back to the hotel.
Right. They stood me up, Curtis. It was the night of the draft. I was hanging with the people by myself.
Left the man on an island.
Yeah.
As soon as he started talking endlessly, a lot of those people left.
No, they were there. They were surrounding me. When I get to talking, I'm like Cliff Rodala or Joel Osteen. People get to surround it and listen for the gospel. I'm going to change your life.
Wiggy is Joel Osteen.
Yeah. That's it, a preacher. Yeah, I just ain't got his bread, though.
I know, charge.
This is Nino from East Boston. Hello, Nino.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with Chris Curtis on this one. Everybody got the same thing about the Celtics. I think the difference between the Celtics team from now and the Celtics team when Paul Pierce, Garnett, and Allen were here, they had a different fire. These two guys, they're great, but I just don't see the fire. They should be burying these teams when they're down, when they're up 30. I know exactly what Curtis is saying. Why do they have to lose these games? And it's an issue going down the road. That's all I really get to say.
Yeah,
and I want to give a heads up to Wiggy from East Boston.
They've only lost two games like that.
Shime's right.
I know.
I
understand that. I understand that. But, you know, what goes on can carry over.
Yeah. It could, unless you're that good. I mean, this team, I think, believes that they are that good. Mm-hmm. So, in the regular season, if they let a team like the Hawks back into it, they're not worried about it because they know it's not going to happen in the playoffs, and they're that, and they believe they're that good.
And they know right after the game, we kind of took our foot off the gas. We were lazy. The biggest thing, I think, what got our discussion going is simple. Is this Celtics team, do they have the same selfish traits that we've seen in the past, or is it a new team that looks like they're willing to put their egos to the side to ultimately do what's best for the team and win a championship? And that's what I think I've seen with this team. Now, I agree with Curtis, you have to prove it in the playoffs, but I don't think a lot of those issues that we saw in the past, those selfish issues, are going to rear their ugly head this year.
Now, don't forget, we were in New Hampshire for this. A texter on the Subaru of New England text line points it out.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a pregame for the snow show in New Hampshire. What was the name of that place? Great spot.
It was so good.
The Woodstock.
Yes.
Tavern. Woodstock Inn. They lost to the Lakers, and the Lakers did not have LeBron, and they didn't have AD. So there have been losses this season where you're looking at them with a weird look on your face saying, why are they not winning this basketball
game? But to defend the Celtics, LeBron not on the Lakers has been pretty good. They just beat the Bucks in double overtime last night without
Anthony
LeBron.
Davis was nuts.
So, I mean, and it was the Woodstock Inn Brewery.
Yeah.
But they last year, by what, 40, 50?
Yeah, they've been amazing. Yeah. Wiggy, but I would say this. Remember last year when, was it game 7 that Tatum went off against the Sixers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they win in the second round of the playoffs, and Tatum has this awesome game in a must-win, obvious game 7. And I said, and many of us said, they've arrived. This was the game. This is game 6 of the Bucks the year before. They're back. And then they went down 3-0 against the Heat, and we forgot about it immediately. So if this, all the goodwill they've built up this year, rightfully so, because it seems like they get along. Wiggy, you were spot on about Marcus Smart. That's all been a plus. If they don't get to the finals, none of it matters.
Oh, and I completely agree with you on that. Like, this team, if they don't win the championship, it'll be a major disappointment, unless it's just one of those series where you look at it and go, here's where they made a mistake. Here are they, like, but my whole thing with this team is that my expectations are they're winning the championship this year. They're that good. They're better than every team. They're a selfless team, so none of the hero ball is something we have to worry about. I think Mazzulla's doing a good job as coach. Jason Tatum knows when to, okay, I have to insert myself and maybe potentially take over late in the game. Mm-hmm. And that's why my expectations are championship or bust.
This is Joe, real quick, because we got to take a break. Joe, what's up?
Curtis, you're right, buddy. You're 100%. I'm on your side, buddy. It's true. Some of these leads, how they're blowing, some of these losses, it's head-scratching. You're 100%.
Yeah.
Correct, buddy.
Smart guy.
Again, it's twice that they've blown a significant lead. It's the Hawks and the Cavaliers.
It's okay. I don't think Wick's up yet.
Okay. All right. We got to get to the news.
Mm-hmm.
So news coming up next. I said at the start of the show today, I would hate to lose Shime when it comes to this program, but the wiener connoisseur job when it comes to Major League Baseball is in your wheelhouse. I mean, there probably has never been anybody who is more fit to be a wiener connoisseur than you.
I am the glizzy god.
We will get to that news and the rest of the news next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for...
We'll construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, 3 nano chips.
The news.
The 3 nano chip. Chips and the 3 nano, and you know what I'm saying.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
To the 10th degree.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Nano, no, no, I don't know.
On WEEI.
The search will resume this morning for the 6 construction workers still missing in Baltimore. Yesterday, the governor of Maryland talked about how the mayday from the ship allowed police and these construction workers to help stop traffic during this. Here's Governor Wes Moore from his presser.
You know, we had a ship that was coming in at 8 knots, so coming in at a very rapid speed. You know, once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
Mm. And it was a power failure on the ship.
Yep.
Doesn't seem like anything nefarious happened, like a cyber attack or anything like that. It's just
an accident.
It's just an accident and something that can happen. And doesn't seem to be any way. Like, I saw a lot of local news stories yesterday on the Tobin Bridge, and is there a risk? I mean, these container ships are giant.
Yeah, they're massive.
If you end up with a power failure, there seems to be nothing that you could do in this case.
And speaking of the Mayday call and the way that emergency workers were able to communicate with each other to stop that traffic, we can hear the call that went out.
We advise the entire Key Bridge in the harbor. I advise to hold all traffic from coming to the bridge. I advise again, the entire Key Bridge has fallen into the harbor.
Units responding on rescue alarm I-695. Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. The entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. Proceed with caution.
Ugh.
Yeah, terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Preschool special ed teacher, 56-year-old Catherine Russo from Taunton, was arraigned yesterday in Brockton on 3 counts of assault and battery on a person with intellectual disabilities. She's been accused of grabbing a student by the mouth, leaving a mark on the child's lip, either a cut or a bruise. We can hear from one area resident speaking to WCVB.
It's very disturbing as a parent. I have a high school student that went to that school, so very disturbing. It's a very sad world we live in these days where you can't even trust a teacher.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful. You know, 99.9% of teachers are extraordinary.
Yes.
There are some, though, who used to happen to me when the kids were little, Julia and Breeson, in school, and there was that one teacher who was miserable. It's like, why do you get into it if you don't like kids?
Yeah. If you don't like kids and you're impatient.
Yes.
And you're a preschool special education instructor.
Right.
Of all the things to be teaching, you need a heart of gold to do that. And the fact that, like, I couldn't fathom, what would you do if that was your kid?
Mm.
Like, I'd want to kill the person.
I know. Mm-mm. It's awful.
Awful.
So she's been charged.
Yeah, she's been charged. Yep.
Okay.
The debate over shrooms could be on the ballot soon here in Massachusetts.
Okay.
The push is to get psychedelic drugs to treat anxiety, depression, and PTSD. It came to Beacon Hill yesterday by a group of advocates.
Mm.
We can hear from Navy veteran Emily Onshuk on NBC 10.
You go into these experiences to deal with what are the darkest parts of your life initially. Then it gets fun, but initially it's dark and scary. And so some people might be a little out there, but you go through this process and you come back to your life more excited to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Should we legalize it and not criticize it?
Shrooms? It's
I mean, I like shrooms. I like the chocolate part. But I understand that there are people who enjoy them without the chocolate.
I'm more of a maitake guy. I like them sautéed, but
If it helps people with their anxiety, it's like anything else, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything else is legal. Yeah.
And you always say it's from the earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know,
my roommate in college is a doctor now, and he has been writing about the
hallucinogenics.
Hallucinogenics and how they impact people in addiction, and they're like microdosing and the help it has for soldiers with PTSD.
I know a lot of people who are microdosers.
Yeah.
And they're on the shrooms all the time.
Yeah, they date you.
See, I wouldn't do
it. Isn't former NFL quarterback Jake Plummer like a huge advocate of this?
I think he is. I wouldn't do it.
What about your guy, Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, there you go.
The big shroom guy, big psychedelic guy.
And your people, it just kind of makes them like,
you would never know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The ones that microdose.
I mean, they're very happy.
Yeah, but you would never. Yeah, they just seem like happy people. Yeah. And people that microdose, you know, for a special occasion, it's not like they seem high. It's not like they're not drunk.
Seeing things and stuff like that. I would consider that
like a bad trip. If you're taking those microdose, what you're supposed to be taking, then it's supposed to just make you happy.
Yeah. Okay. It mellows you out.
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you an example, something that you could relate to. That argument between you and Curtis would have gone completely differently if both of you were on shrooms.
Yeah. listen.
It would have been part of the show. Whatever, dude. Okay, Curtis, like, wow, you don't agree with the Celtics, man? Okay.
I've never done drugs, and I'm too afraid of what they would do to me.
Okay, all right, so we could legalize shrooms here in Massachusetts.
All for it. Okay. Everybody's been waiting for us to talk about this story up next. The motion to dismiss the case against Karen Reed was denied yesterday.
How can they deny this motion? Whoa.
I do not understand.
Judge Beverly Cannon. I don't understand how she can sit there and see the mountains, what appears to me to be the mountain of evidence that would prove this woman to be innocent and not dismiss the case. But it's going to go to trial then, I guess.
And this was her last-ditch effort to avoid trial. Okay. But, I mean, Judge Beverly, she highlighted all of the flaws that led to the arrest, but determined there was no malicious intent.
Okay.
So what about the FBI? Did she even make reference about the FBI?
That is ongoing, that investigation.
She's going based on the
U.S. Attorney's Office.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm so lost. It seems so cut and dry. You're Googling how long it takes for someone to die in the cold.
Well, it's awful for Karen Reed. However, it goes to trial, and then you're going to end up getting, I think, a lot of answers that she has two fantastic defense attorneys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get answers in court from these people who will have to testify.
Right.
You can't refuse to testify.
My question, it's going to be a jury trial, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
How at this point, with how much is out there for both sides, how are you going to get an unbiased jury member?
You get somebody like Jackson who doesn't know what's going on a daily basis. That's how you do it.
I think that's going to be really, really hard.
If they're under 30, they have no clue.
Yeah. They'll find people that might have heard of it, but they don't really know everything.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody, like, knows. You're into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people out there that kind of heard of it, and they just keep moving on.
All right, we're going to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news, including a job opportunity for my guy, Shime, with Major League Baseball. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.